Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I am Alex Smith, joined by NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell, as today we take a look at some of the free agent edge rushers in this year's group. Really, these players, they've either been outside linebackers or defensive ends. They kind of fit as a defensive end in what you think Jim Schwartz's defense is going to look like here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and we're going to start with a guy you probably heard of, Von Miller.
I have, yes.
I think he did pretty well in the Super Bowl. And Von Miller is your classic explosive edge rusher. I remember when he came out of college, he's exactly what everybody is looking for as an edge rusher. Obviously, he's an outside linebacker type. He's about 237, 240 pounds. He's not a DN. He's a linebacker. He's going to be in a two-point stance standing up. But there's no more explosive edge rusher in the NFL than Von Miller. He will not get out of Denver. I know he's a free agent, but I don't really believe he'll be with another team.
Right. I think a lot of fans would be excited. All 31 teams would love the possibility of having Von Miller. Not sure it's going to happen. Next up here, we're going to look at Tamba Ali, a player with the Kansas City Chiefs who's been doing it for a long time, but he's still a really good player.
Yeah, and he's played predominantly in a 3-4 as a base defense, but then, as we know, that becomes essentially a 4-3 when you go to your sub-package. He's another edge rusher. He's been very, very good at it. Justin Houston has gained a lot more publicity over the last couple of years because of his big sack numbers. Ali's faced some injury issues. But I think if you're looking for an edge rusher and a 3-4 outside linebacker, because that's what he is. In your base defense, that's what Ali is. He's not a 4-3 DN. So he's specific to a 3-4, then he's a guy you're going to look at hard.
What about Greg Hardy here? And we see him lined up on the inside. We know he's had his fair share of off-the-field incidents, but there's no doubting that when he's on the field, he can be a really disruptive force.
And let's just talk about the player. Obviously, that teams are going to have to look at the other stuff. But the thing about Hardy, and you see it here where he's lined up at D-tackle, is he can line up at DN, he can line up at D-tackle. And those kinds of players are really, really valuable. We saw that with a Malik Jackson in the Super Bowl for Denver and in their whole run up to winning the Super Bowl. Greg Hardy is a really talented player. He can be effective as a pass rusher from the defensive end position. He can win inside, and that's really where he's very effective because he can beat guards, as we saw. So Greg Hardy's a very, very talented player. Unfortunately, he has other issues which might impact how teams view him.
And another player kind of in the same vein is Aldon Smith with the Oakland Raiders. Off-the-field troubles for sure. That's why he's not in San Francisco anymore. We see him lined up on the left side. But as far as athleticism goes, it's through the roof.
Well, as a purist who just loves watching good football players, I hope he gets it together, because you look at the strength right here. See, that's one of the things about Aldon Smith. I remember watching him at Missouri, and he actually played inside a lot at Missouri, and he would just lift guards up. I mean, he was so strong with that body type, about 6'5", 275. You saw on this particular play that we've seen where he just bull rush speed to power. He can move offensive tackles, and that's a rare, rare trait. Tremendous strength, tremendous leverage, and very athletic, can win on the edge as well.
Meanwhile, Greg, down in Miami, players like Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake get a lot of the notoriety. But really, Olivier Vernon here, we see him on the right side. He can do a lot of things off the edge as well.
Really good player. I mean, here we're going to see him get a sack as an edge rusher. But I think one of the most overlooked things about Vernon and why he's a good 4-3 DN is he plays the run much better than people might think. And he's not a big man, but he has strong hands, plays with good leverage. He's really a complete defensive end. And you saw him there in a two-point stance, so he can be a 4-3 DN. You can stand him up as a pass rusher. He has a lot of value in today's NFL.
And you mentioned how Vernon can play the run a little bit better than people think. So can our next guy here. It's Jason Pierre-Paul with the New York Giants.
Yeah, and once you point him out here and people see the way he moves, and people may have lost track of him because of his injury and losing the finger, but you can see him move here. There's very few guys who move like Jason Pierre-Paul. And I remember when he came out of South Florida, it just jumped off the film. You saw the way this guy moved. Now, he was very raw and unrefined, but if he can get himself back to some degree of health with his hands and can actually use them effectively, there may be no better pure defensive end pass rusher in the NFL. He is dynamic. He's going to be, I think, in demand. Everybody will look at the medicals, obviously, but he's really an explosive, flexible, bend-the-edge rusher.
Next up, we're going to go out west to Seattle here, and we're going to look at Bruce Irvin, number 51 on the left side.
Yeah.
Never really put up the huge sack numbers that a lot of people thought he would, but he certainly has the physical skill set to be an effective pass
rusher. Yeah, and here you see him in a defensive end position. This is obviously in their nickel sub package. In their base, he played a lot of strong side linebacker, wasn't asked to rush the quarterback. You can't argue with that. Seattle's had the best defense in the NFL for, I think, what, 3 or 4 years now consecutively. So you can't argue with how they used him. But I think teams will look at him as a pass rusher. And if you sign him, I think you're going to see him utilized predominantly as a rusher, not as a strong side outside linebacker. And when he came out of West Virginia, his athleticism, his speed, his explosion jumped off the film. And I think teams will see if that's the way he can best be utilized.
Now, we looked at a number two overall pick earlier at Von Miller. How about a former number one overall pick? And that's Mario Williams with the Buffalo Bills, a guy who has familiarity playing with Jim Schwartz. Yeah. We see him lined up on the left side of the screen here.
Yeah, and this play is very reflective of what Williams is. He's a splash player. He makes great individual plays. You saw the quickness right there for a man that big. He's a 290-pound man. So he's got great athletic ability. He's always had that. He's just not played up to that level of athleticism often enough. And I think that at this point in his career, he's been around a long time. I'll be very interested to see if he generates a ton of demand. I'm not sure he'll get a long-term contract. He's just been too inconsistent and erratic for a player with that kind of physical talent.
Our next player up here isn't as big of a name as Mario Williams is, but William Hayes, a really good rotational player with the St. Louis Rams. We see him lined up here.
Yeah, the Rams for a number of years have arguably had the best and deepest D-line rotation in the NFL. And Hayes has played defensive end. He's played defensive tackle. He's been a spot starter when people have gotten injured. And he's been a very effective player. I think he's a perfect example, Alex, of you need to understand what he is if you sign him. You can't sign him and say he's now a starter who's going to play 65 snaps. You need to understand he's a rotational player. He's really, really good at that.
And he has familiarity playing with Jim Schwartz in Tennessee. And our final player here also has familiarity of playing with Schwartz, and it's Jason Jones. Oh. We see him lined up on the inside here, number 91. You can kind of move him around and do some different things with him.
He's a big, long, athletic player. Can play DN, can play D-tackle. Here you're going to see him with a stunt. You know, these players are cropping up in the NFL, players who can play D-end, who can play D-tackle inside in a sub-package and rush the quarterback really effectively. Jason Jones has done this for a lot of years, a couple of different teams. He's a really good, I don't want to say he's a rotational player because he starts and plays a lot of snaps, but he's a very versatile player, gives you a lot of flexibility with how he can be deployed, and he's a very good inside pass rusher.
Well, that will wrap things up for a look at the top edge rushers available in this year's free agency group. For Greg Cosell, I'm Alex Smith. Be sure to stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the rest of our film room breakdowns.